And at this point in time, I'd like to welcome back to the program my wife of 26 into our 27th year. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, honey. How are you?
I'm doing reasonably well, thanks to the fact that Doc Lloyd Pierre from Guatemala was able to phone our pharmacy and get me some prescriptives to help out a sinus infection that I have.
Isn't he remarkable? You should see Doc Lloyd down here. He's the Pied Piper. He's walking around. He's talking to everybody. He's outside the window, greeting people, waving at people. I mean, he is in his element, let me tell you.
Well, make sure and give him a big hug and say thanks, because the prescriptives he got here are helping this boy a lot. They do make me a little spacey, though, so I apologize for that in advance.
Oh, that's okay, honey. I love you no matter what. I wish you were here. It is so, I want to say remarkable. When this, of course, my second time down here with the 18 mission. And this experience is, so far, you know, in some ways very different than the last one. The first one, when I came down, we flew into Guatemala City. It was nighttime. The airport was under construction. It was rainy. And it's dark all throughout the entire town. And you're driving here, it was a little creepy, you know.
Yeah.
And this time we flew in. It was a beautiful Saturday. We came in, the airport's pretty much finished now, so it's really very nice. Got on our little bus. We have this it's not really a bus. It's like a van, caravan type of thing. All 20 of us packed in there, right?
Yep.
And at first you think, well, this is kind of inconvenient. It actually is quite wonderful, because we've really all got to know each other really well, and we're having a blast. I mean, this group of people are so joy-filled, whether it's Barb and Bill Schumacher or Tom and Linda Merz. And you'll get to know all of them before the week is done. But they are just, and their hearts are busting, because they feel like they're doing something that God has called them to do, you know, to bear witness to their sin. They just, and so they're eager, you know?
Yep.
Just tremendous. And then when we got on the bus, we drove through Guatemala City, which I hadn't really gotten to see very clearly. And it's a bustling, busy city. You know, again, for many of them, new mission work like this. It is a little jarring to see all the walls and the razor barbed wire, you know, lining the top of enclosures, you know, surrounding businesses and all these different things. But has Doc Lloyd, so you open up the window, you shout out Buenos Dias, and you get a smile and a wave back, and they welcome you. So where there is what may seem to be cause for concern, these generous hearts of the people, whether you're in Guatemala City or you're in Antigua or Huehue Tenango, there's something extraordinarily beautiful with the people of Guatemala. I wish everybody could experience it.
Yeah, and this time you got a chance to actually stop in Antigua, which is a very beautiful ride there, and a very beautiful city.
It is. I mean, of course, when you're driving on the road, it's not, when you're on the freeway, it's very different than what it is in the United States. But once you arrive in Antigua, it is one of the oldest cities in Guatemala. It at one time was the capital of Guatemala. And the buildings that are there are just, I mean, they date it back. One of the most, the earliest of the colonial period. It's surrounded by these two big volcanoes. One of them is called the fire volcano. I was better at being able to pronounce the dialect and the actual terms of it. But it was pluming. I've never been near a volcano before, as it's, you know, sending up the clouds and the smoke and the ash. You could just smell it in the air. But after we got settled in this hotel called the Posada to Don Rodrigo, who this is his home at one time, this is Hacienda, right in the heart of Antigua. Once we got settled there, which was beautiful, so we didn't really go there, it was beautiful, Begonia Village, and all the different flora and fauna of the area. It's right in the heart of Antigua. So we left there, walked through the piazza, and here's a Sunday, the whole place is packed, and there's all this activity, whether it's selling or it's just people gathering, listening to music. There was a wedding at a church not too far from the hotel we were at, and they were celebrating, and it's glorious. it is, you know, a cultural experience that we don't see that very often. I mean, we don't have those types of gatherings every week like they do here.
Okay.
We don't have that. If we all could leave Mass on a Sunday and then go on the piazza and then hang with our friends and listen to celebratory music, I mean, the celebration just keeps going on and on. And if they go and love and serve the Lord, they take that very seriously and they leave and they really engage with one another.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. At one point, Father Damien, Sir Omar and myself, to a very special little church. We had to do a little bit of walking on the other side of town, and we visited the remains of the church that has the crypt of Santa Simona Pedro, St. Simon Peter, which is one of the, if not the first Guatemalan saints, one that John Paul just recently canonized. And some of those churches, oh my gosh, I mean, it goes back to probably the 15th century, and it is so beautiful. The, even though it, when you look at it, it's not pristine, but the veneration and all the prayers and the artwork, oh, and there was a beautiful shrine, Our Lady Guadalupe. I just, I've been doing a special prayer for a special intention, and I've been going to the different, I thought, well, every time I see an image of Our Lady Guadalupe, I'm going to stop and do a special intention. I'm doing a lot of praying, because there's a lot of Our Lady Guadalupe around here.
She's everywhere.
It's wonderful. And you know, it's really interesting, Bruce. Yeah, I mean, you just, the preciousness, the care, the sisters that we ended up celebrating at the cathedral yesterday, Mass. The children's choir was singing in the background. It's so beautiful. I love children's choirs, but there was none that ever sounded quite like these kids singing. And this old building surrounded with all these beautiful images, you know, the statues that depicting the sacred heart of Jesus, or Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. And their actual, the statues, they have hair, and they have actual clothes on them, and people are kneeling down, lighting candles, and it's just, and they just absorb you up into this body of worshipers so that you are just, it's just great communion. I just, it was spectacular. I wish everybody could experience that in the United States.
Right.
That's sort of an act of participation at its heart. It's just welcoming you all, are absorbed, and you're taken up into this great worship. It's wonderful. There was kind of different flying down this time, too, Bruce.
Oh, really?
As a matter of fact, in the airport on Saturday, of course, we ran into Father Frank Bomber, who is heading to California, and then Father Steve Bates.
Oh, okay. And Boyd
Town. And I ended up sitting next to him on the plane. He was just, you know, a much-needed vacation. And so it was kind of neat talking to him. And then on the trip from Houston to Guatemala City, the plane, practically, I would say about 75% of it was filled with missionaries from around the United States coming to Guatemala.
Wow.
There were kids coming here who were doing service projects for their in the colleges that they're at. There were a group of men, 9 of them, who were from the Orlando area, who were doing something similar to Habitat for Humanity. They came to build homes. And I was sitting next to an interesting woman who was coming down from Little Rock, Arkansas, who was from a evangelical church, that's how she described it, who were coming down to mission to the people of Guatemala. And I said, well, and what will you be doing? So I thought maybe she's part of a medical clinic or some type of service work. She said, well, we're going to go door to door and proclaim the good news.
Wow.
Oh. You speak Spanish? No. So, you know, in a city or a country that is over 80% Catholic, you kind of maybe take pause a little bit. Oh, is okay. the Catholic faith is so strong here. You just kind of get it follows it everywhere.
Well, maybe she'll come back as a Catholic then.
Well, I'm hoping that all she has to do is go in and experience with these people on a Sunday at Mass or even during the day. It was just, oh, just the totality of their work that it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. And it is cold, though. I thought, you know, jumping from one big cold spot, I know people are in the background crying because I'll tell you it's going to be 50 degrees, but do remember that they don't have central heat.
That's right.
There isn't even space heaters. So at our hotels, it's been cool the last couple of nights, and I don't doubt we're in for more cold. We have a couple of people on the trip so far. Everybody's, for the most part, healthy and happy and excited. However, there are some who have got head colds. And so they have also three doctors here who are dating them right and left. And I mean dating in the nicest terms.
Right.
The mother nurses the child. They're taking very, very good care of them. And they don't want this to stop with development. They are, and how blessed we are to be able to provide them the antibiotics right away and the sinus medicine right away. And whatever they need. And in their hearts, they realize that we're encountering people around Guatemala who are sick, and they don't have access to those types of medicinal remedies. So that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
And just, you know, real quick, I mean, we'll have Omar Gutierrez on maybe in the next hour to talk about his experience, because this is news for him. I just have to say, the homily that we heard at the cathedral yesterday, Father, I was really blessed to be sitting next to Omar. That's all I do, we're kind of connected.
Yeah, sure.
He's Spanish, yeah. And so he was giving me point by point in a very quiet, very wonderful way what the homily was. And I just, because I got weepy, because it was so beautiful. He was telling, and all the place was passing, he was telling him that Jesus, before he began his mission, he was out in the desert praying. He prayed and he was listening to the will of the Father. And then he went before the Father and Spirit came upon him and he said, this is my son, whom I am well pleased. Then he went off again and he prayed more. And what Father said at Mass, because he was all of us there, before you begin anything, no matter whatever your time is out, go and listen. Go and listen to the will of the Father. Find out where he's directing you. He can come in and help you with your problems, but you must take time to listen.
Right.
And that is such a beautiful message. I mean, it is the same. You hear that from Jesus Peter, you hear that from our priest. All throughout the world, God continues. The message is the same. Come to me, and I will guide you. I will lead you. And as we are sitting right underneath this gorgeous image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and they just don't. We can't replicate how they do it down here. It is, I mean, it's so beautiful. And I looked up at her, and, you know, she told one day that she said, do you not realize, little one, you say, I am your mother? And what she was saying was for all of us, don't you know, I am your mother?
Yeah.
And she's gathering all of her children. We're all her children, no boundaries. Just to know each other, look each other in the eyes, listen to each other's voice. Because it's a danger when you do that, because what happens is you end up entering into relationships. And relationships, a good Christian relationship, entails love and service to one another. So coming down here and listening to, and looking in the eyes and caring for one another, and they care for us, because most of us, if we don't take care of us, we don't have all the means to be able to get around us. We are totally dependent upon them. And yet, they are treating us with such hospitality and love. It's just, I wish everyone could experience it.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I do have to give a real quick, let me look at my watch, where are we here, okay? Just another minute or so, a man who, I think, as I got to know him Saturday night, we are really blessed to have in our area, in Omaha. His name is Luis Marcos. He is a permanent resident of the United States from Guatemala. He's of Mayan descent. His people are the Mayan people. And he, first, he has the most beautiful smile and the most gracious demeanor. And essentially, what, you know, he's the one that's been leading us and giving his perspective. Because the Mayan people of Guatemala are the ones who are in the most need. They're the probably, I hope to say discriminated against, but essentially it's more difficult for them to flourish in Guatemala than it is for others of different descent. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, but Luis is just like, I pray that my people will one day have the freedom to be able to travel to the Americas, to be able to go to Europe, to be able to go to different places, that they're so trapped in a prison of poverty that they can't even begin to dream those things. And just, I just pray that you will come to love my people as we love you. Because we really love the America, you know, and right. What we, our culture, has been able to provide for them. And as you come down here, you just love my people like I love you.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yep.
And he is so sweet. And just knowing that there's somebody with that kind of heart, along with a whole community of people from Guatemala who are in the Omaha area and the Heartland area, Columbus and all over, that if you got to know them, oh, what a gift to all of us. Because if they're like we have some beautiful, heartland, Christ-loving people that can benefit and strengthen our community. It's just glorious days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, we'll catch up with you again soon and find out about the bus ride from Antigua to Huehuetenango, and you'll be in Huehue for one more night before moving up into the mountains then, right?
Yeah, now that's going to be, we're going to spend the night here. We're going to go into Huehuetenango and meet with the specials of the bird, and then go to the cathedral and meet with Bishop Altucia, and then tomorrow will be the long drive. It was
right.
A long drive yesterday, but it's going to be a really long drive tomorrow. I've been to the high mountains. I'm going to go see if I can buy a blanket or
somewhere. We will keep you and all the missionaries and to the people of Guatemala in our prayers here, honey. So best to you. God love you.
Yeah.